Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. The Reverend Tim Dregemiller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' Out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he shall pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everything we are, past, present, and future, is a result of the forgiveness of sins. That is all we have. That is all we will have. That is all we need as we gather in the Lord's house. When we gather, we hear the word of the Lord and the invocation, which reminds us that God shows us while we were yet sinners, and he plunged us into the forgiveness of sins in our baptism. We confess our sins. It's an appropriate way when we hear God's holy name to hit our knees in confession and be honest about our condition. And we have the thunderbolt of the absolution hurled into our ears. We sing about the forgiveness of sins in the hymns, in the liturgy. We confess the forgiveness of sins in the creeds. We taste incarnate forgiveness in the body and the blood of Jesus at the Lamb's High Feast. We have the very forgiveness of sins trickling down our throats. And then we go out as if none of that has anything to do with our normal life. So somebody shows a tiny little bit of attitude, and now we get the eye roll, muttering, resentment, drama, conflict, wounds, pride, anger. Can you believe, Pastor, what they said to someone like me? Should be able to believe that. Yelling. And then no one can own up. The OK Corral goes down and all the damage is done and the carnage is everywhere and no one can say, "I am guilty." No one can say, "Mea culpa." It's me. I'm the sinner. No one. Now, what I'm describing is a Sunday afternoon of the Dreger Miller family when the eight of us go home. If that somehow affected you, you can repent with us. God have mercy. Lord have mercy on us. Jesus have mercy on us. How great is our need to be forgiven. This text is all about math. And Jesus, who undoes math. The debt that the guy owes is about 170,000 years of debt. Lifetimes of sin. Just a curious question for any one of us sinners. What's the price tag on just one of our conditions of sin? The condition of the corruption of the flesh, let alone all the bad checks we write off of that thing. What does that cost? What part of that was bled out as pores? The man pleads with the king out of splachna, out of his compassion, gut-wrenching mercy. The king releases him and forgives him the debt, just like that. The king is merciful. He releases with the left hand. He doesn't hold him accountable to what he should receive. The word there, apaleo or apaleo, he lets him go. And he aphiemes him. He forgives him. He supplies the mercy. He doesn't hold him accountable to the law because the gospel is given. He forgives the man. And that was just one man's debt. When Christ died on the cross, he collected everybody's foul paychecks. Billions times 170,000 years, including yours and mine and all. And he paid in full. The all-atoning blood of his ransom achieved once and for all. And then he delivered it to you through the means of grace in abundance. But now you've got this guy, the servant, just released and forgiven. Now he decides to go it alone. He's got to set up his own checking account. He goes down and sets up his own way of tracking sin. Horrifying disconnect here. He thinks he can now grade the sins of the other people around him, and he's in the center. He gets to dole out his version of forgiveness and divine love. He is now the small g god of his world. That old narcissism looks a lot like the new narcissism, and the new narcissism looks a whole lot like the old narcissism. He's living on an account that has nothing to do with God's unlimited mercy in Jesus. So he chokes his buddy for about 28 bucks. Jesus says, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me and you had no mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you." In anger, the king delivered this man to the jailers because there's a place for payments, there's a place for rewards, there's places where we can get what we're entitled to. There's a place where all of that can end up, and it's called hell. Jesus says, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Luther's teaching on this is simple. When you don't forgive your brother in your heart, it just means this: you don't believe in the forgiveness of sins for yourself either. As we consider today mission priority one, today at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to plant, sustain, and revitalize Lutheran churches. We just focus on the second word here, sustain. How does the forgiveness of sins sustain us in the Lord's mission? There is no holy Christian church without the forgiveness of sins. There is no holy without the forgiveness of sins in Jesus. There is no church without the forgiveness of sins in Jesus. We face impressively large challenges in our culture, Church planting is something that we would like to start focusing on again. There's the breakdown of the family, marriage, life, and family, and at the top of that, the apex predator is the man. The Christian man could repent, and things could actually change, but he can't just be the big tough guy. He has to learn to be a son in baptism. We have a catechesis struggle. How do we train our own and train our children in the faith? Not just show them a picture of an F-15 fighter pilot and say, can you recognize this on a quiz? How will we train them to fly? How will we call them into this life by grace through faith to live in their vocation? The enemy is cleverly cutting us off from the supply line of the objective, certain means of grace. We starve for identity because we have none without baptism. We starve for substance because we have none apart from the altar. Today, though, we might be thinking that a text that has to do with the forgiveness of sins has little to do with the mission of the church, but you can't get any more into the bloodstream, the pulse, and the heartbeat of who we are than the forgiveness of sins. Jesus in Matthew 9, the paralyzed guy is brought to him, and he ignores paralyzed physical limbs, and he says, my son, take heart, your sins are forgiven. Notice the order. Before you can walk, here comes the forgiveness of sins for you. In fact, your walk is the forgiveness of sins. How often should I forgive my brother? Up to 7 times? Shoot for the stars, Peter. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. We know that the fishermen probably can basically handle addition, not addition's tricky friend subtraction, let alone multiplication. Lose count. Stop tracking. The whole world, including us, can start taking notes. It's obvious to all. Forgiveness of sins is something that we cannot handle. It's not something we can do. But unlimited forgiveness from Jesus comes down upon you by grace, and unlimited forgiveness in Christ for you goes forth from your life. That is your forgiveness for your neighbor. There's no different account. Just one where sins are paid in full. When sins are forgiven, it's always an act of God. When sins are forgiven, it is always a miracle. And it is always a miracle when God's people dwell in unity through the forgiveness of sins. Go in His peace, knowing that your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.